Part 2. For each question, choose the correct answer. 8. You will hear two friends talking about a party they went to. What did the boy like best about it? A. There were many people. B. There were lots of food. C. Some of the party games were fun. So, how did you like the party?
It was super cool. It was great I got invited. All things to eat were unbelievable. It was like, what to pick next?
Yes, you're right. Many options to choose from. And the games were also great, don't you think?
Well, I guess. I noticed everyone was like having lots of fun. I must accept that party games is not my thing. But yeah, it was cool to see everybody having a laugh.
Yeah, and another thing which I found great was that everybody was friends with everybody. I mean, it was not crowded, and that's what I mean when I think of parties, having the chance to talk to all the people there.
Agree. You don't need to be in a place with lots of people to have fun.
Nine. You will hear two friends talking about their maths class. The girl thinks that working on maths projects, A, is difficult sometimes, B, is fun as you learn math tricks, C, takes long as there's too much to learn. Hey, shall we tell Susan we need help with the project?
Well, math is not her thing, you know. She is very creative. She has great ideas, but it is maths. I think we need someone whose favorite subject is maths.
Well, last month I worked with her, and it was great we worked together. The teacher said our work was just what she expected, which was cool because there's lots of things to study and understand when it comes with maths. And, of course, it can't be done quickly.
Well, I guess you got a point there. Let's call her now, and if we have any trouble with the project, we could see some math videos. If we do that, we could learn tricks and have a bit of fun too.
Right! I'm calling her now. Now it seems it won't be that difficult after all. Ten. You will hear a boy talking about a skiing trip. How does he feel about it? A. He feels excited and grateful. B. He feels excited and curious. C. He feels worried and curious. Hey, what are you doing on your next holiday?
I'm going to go skiing. Isn't that cool?
Wow, that sounds like fun. I've always been curious about what skiing is like. You know, going down a high hill with the snow and at speed.
It will be the first time I try skiing, and it's all thanks to my parents. My greats and my siblings were so great this term that they decided to surprise all the family with this trip. I guess they get happy when my siblings and I do good at school. And this is kind of a way for them to show they are grateful for what we do.
Once again, wow! Not just for the trip, but also for the kind of family you are. I am sure you feel grateful too.
Yes, I do.
And what's that on the table? What do you use it for?
I knew you would get curious. Look.
Eleven. You will hear two friends talking about learning another language. What advice does the girl give to her friend? A. Practice speaking with classmates. B. Try making friends from other countries. C. Listen to many different people who use the language. I'm not sure I want to do this. What if it takes years?
Hey, what's the matter?
Well, it's just that I think that learning a new language is a very difficult thing to do.
No, it's not. Look, I know it's not always easy to get confident enough to talk to classmates when you're in the classroom. And, well, everybody should do it as they are there to learn and practice. But there are other things you can do.
Oh, what do you mean? Would you give me some advice?
Sure. Well, traveling to other countries, or at least to the country where the language you are learning is spoken, is not possible most of the times. But we got the internet. There are many people who have live chatting online, and they're not even friends.
What if someone asks me something and I don't know how to answer or get stuck?
It's all right. They will understand. So a good start could be just be there, getting familiarized with the way people talk and the way they sound. Let me put it this way. Many people, many examples.
Oh, talking to you made me feel better. You're the greatest friend ever.
12. You will hear two friends talking about a blog they have read. They agree that A. It has lots of information about their favorite artist. B. Considering how much information it shows, it can't be reliable. C. It is surprising they didn't know about it before.
Hey, have you read this week's Mark's blog? It's brilliant! It was hard for me to believe how much is happening in London now.
Are you serious? Huh, too bad I haven't had the chance to read it. But tell me all about it.
Well, at first I was not sure what they posted was true. Because it was like a lot. There were things regarding music, plays, films, and festivals in London, and other things happening around the world.
Did they say anything about my favorite band, The Rocks?
Well, I don't think so. I read it twice and saw nothing about them. But don't worry, it's for sure they'll put something next week.
Yeah, that's right. It's a blog you can trust. It always offers that kind of info to music fans like us. And it's always like plenty of information.
Yes, this blog is reliable, no doubt. And do you remember this new band I heard of? The one from Germany?
13. You will hear two friends talking about a village they've been to. They agree that A. The area is beautiful as it is full of nature. B. The fact that it is away from the city makes it very relaxing. C. There should be more information about the place in traveling magazines so it can get more visitors.
What a great weekend! I loved everything. I thought it would be more difficult to get there and that it would take longer, but it turned out to be the easiest thing to do.
Agree. There's just one thing I would pay attention to, the number of people visiting the village. It deserves better. I mean, it's so wonderful that loads of people must have the chance to hear about it.
That's right. Traveling websites or magazines, for example, they can make that happen.
Agree. They could write things like, awesome nature, no city noise, and no rushing makes it just the best place to relax, away from everything.